This is WSKG News. For the first time in 16 years, a presidential candidate visited the greater Binghamton area. The line started forming in the wee hours of the morning Monday with voters who were feeling the burn. The Floyd L. Maines Arena in downtown Binghamton reached capacity as thousands gathered to hear Bernie Sanders speak. Some traveled from Ithaca and Oneonta and even Scranton, Pennsylvania. Jake Mizells was wearing a Cornell University sweater. He and his friends drove in from Ithaca the night before and woke up early to secure their spot at the event. But he says they still weren't the first ones there.
We got here pretty early and there was still a really long line. We had to wait an hour and a half, but we got on the floor and we got to meet the senator after, shake his hand. We got a selfie with him.
There were a lot of people around Mizell's age, and that wasn't surprising. The Sanders campaign has resonated with younger voters. The Vermont senator directed parts of his speech towards them.
All of the pundits and the media, everyone was saying, well, young people, you know, they're not really interested in politics. They're not interested in government. They're very busy with their video games or whatever else. But what we have seen throughout this campaign is young people understand the simple truth. You are the future of this country.
But not everyone is interested in the future Sanders talks about. Nick Hutchinson had his Make America Great Again hat on and supports Republican Donald Trump. But he couldn't deny that seeing a presidential candidate is a rare opportunity.
Bernie's coming here and no one usually comes here, so why not make the stop?
Hutchinson plans to attend a Trump rally on Saturday in Syracuse. New York's presidential primary is April 19th. Sarah Gager, WSKG News, Binghamton.